South Korean judges hold Bitcoin and altcoins disclosures show. Published on CryptoNews.com, March 29th by Tim Alper. Several senior South Korean judges hold Bitcoin, Ethereum, and altcoins, new public disclosure data revealed on March 28th. A long-running scandal dubbed CoinGate by the South Korean media broke last year. This initially centered on a lawmaker who reportedly sold coins after receiving insider information on forthcoming regulatory changes. Since then, the scope of the scandal has expanded to other lawmakers. It has also expanded to senior civil servants and leading judiciary members. This led the Supreme Court to rule that senior judges must make annual public declarations of their coin and other asset holdings to avoid possible conflicts of interest. Judges' declarations must also include spouses' holdings. They must also include details of wallets held in their children's names. Cheongju District Court Chief Justice Lim Byung-ryul reported the most sizable Bitcoin holdings. Lim and his family declared holding BTC 9.92 with BTC 3.38 in wallets under his name. Lim's spouse and eldest son hold the remaining BTC 6.54 in wallets in their names. Lim's spouse and son also reported holding smaller amounts of altcoins such as Ethereum, Solana, and XRP in private wallets. Documents show that Seoul High Court Chief Justice Hwang Byung-ha's dependents also reported holding BTC 2.07. Another Seoul High Court Chief Judge, Kim Bok-hyung, revealed crypto holdings worth some $2,200. Meanwhile, Seoul Bankruptcy Court Chief Justice An Byung-wook and National Court Administration Deputy Director Bae Hyung-won also revealed that wallets in their children's name also contained crypto holdings. The children of Supreme Court Justices Roh Tae-ak, Kwon Young-jun, and Shin Soo-ki also reported that they own crypto assets, Jeongang Ilbo reported. Judges hold unlisted stocks, crypto, and overseas shares. Judges were also obliged to reveal their total assets, with data showing that several judges hold unlisted domestic stocks, as well as overseas stocks. Senior South Korean judges seemed particularly keen on blue-chip U.S. stocks. Several declared holding shares in companies like Amazon, Apple, Tesla, and Nvidia. Earlier this month, a South Korean law firm operator was sent to jail for stealing clients' money to spend on private crypto investments.